This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits. They just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
There's been a major breakthrough in the exposing of the Monsanto mafia, which must be brought down and will be shattered at some point, just like Big Tobacco. And by the way, it's a lot of the same people. The latest news involves Henry I. Miller, who has been exposed as a Monsanto prostitute and shill. He's an academic, of course, as you might expect. He's part of the Stanford University organization, and he's a research fellow there researching something in science philosophy, I think. And he has been exposed now in emails during the discovery process of a lawsuit in California. He's been discovered to have peddled a fake editorial to Forbes.com, which he claimed he wrote, and it turns out Monsanto wrote it. So Monsanto wrote the whole editorial, then this guy added a couple of words to it and forwarded it to Forbes.com, which published it in Henry Miller's name. And for 2 years, Henry Miller claimed that it was his editorial, that he was the author. And now it comes out that he was lying all along because he is a science fraudster. He is a corrupt prostitute for Monsanto in the biotech industry. He's part of the Monsanto Mafia. He formerly ran the ACSH, so-called American Council on Science and Health, which is currently run by a convicted felon named, I think, Gilbert Ross, former doctor who was convicted of fraud, criminal fraud. He's running the ACSH. This was the same group that attacked Dr. Oz. Henry Miller, John Entine, and Gilbert Ross are the sort of the Monsanto Mafia bosses. They're all psychopaths. They're all dangerous science terrorists. John Entine is a violent wife beater. We exposed all of his divorce records. Gilbert Ross already mentioned, that is, if that's the correct name, a convicted felon for fraud. And now, of course, Henry Miller is exposed as a science fraudster, a liar, and a prostitute for Monsanto. No doubt there's a lot more in his past. We do know that he helped create a fake science front group for the tobacco industry. That was one of his earlier activities. These people are all science terrorists. And what they do is they take a bunch of money from these powerful corporations like Big Tobacco or Monsanto or others, and then they use it to run smear campaigns and attack campaigns, or what's called negative PR, against activists like myself or the Food Babe or Dr. Oz. You know, they've gone after anybody who is opposed to GMOs who is being effective at that opposition. So that's what they do. They control Wikipedia. They place stories in the press that are false, that are slanderous and defamatory. They run a massive operation. In fact, it came out in earlier documents that Monsanto has spent literally millions of dollars just to discredit myself and the Food Babe. Think about that. We haven't even spent $1 million writing about Monsanto, but they've spent millions of dollars to try to silence us and discredit us. And yet, every day, there's more coming out showing the criminality, the corruption, and the science fraud of the Monsanto Mafia. So we've got a couple of websites you can check out. MonsantoMafia.com is one. Also, Monsanto.news covers, of course, Monsanto. It's not, obviously, the official Monsanto website, but it covers Monsanto news. We've got many other websites, GMO.news, for example, Glyphosate.news, and many others, but check out some of those websites to stay up to date. You know, this is what's amazing. I've always said that I wish some of these science terrorists would try to sue me, because in that activity during the discovery phase, all their emails would come out. And this is exactly what just happened in California. You see, these Henry Miller emails have come out during the discovery process. It's called the Monsanto Papers. There's a law firm, I forgot the name of it, but there's a law firm in California that is spearheading this lawsuit and this investigation. And they've been posting all this stuff publicly. So the Monsanto papers are out, and it is a goldmine of emails admitting corruption, fraud, widespread lying, deception, disinformation, everything that you can imagine. I mean, all the dark arts of negative PR and science corruption is what is distilled in these documents that have now been made public. And it involves Henry Miller, and it involves the ACSH, and it involves, of course, Monsanto executives and scientists. You know, this is worse than Big Tobacco, and it's going to fall one day like Big Tobacco. We're talking about a massive science cover-up, distorting science to lie to the public while poisoning their food. So glyphosate, known as Roundup from Monsanto, is, of course, a toxic cancer-causing herbicide, and it's been put on the Prop 65 carcinogens list by the state of California. It's also been labeled a probable carcinogen by the IARC in Europe. And it has come out now that Monsanto was running campaigns to try to discredit the IARC findings. They've been running fake campaigns to get people to call science journals and get studies retracted. They're the ones that got the Seralini study retracted that showed how glyphosate and GMOs caused these massive horrific tumors in lab rats. Yeah, that the reason that was initially retracted, although it's later been republished in another journal, but the reason that the editor of the journal retracted it was because we now found out that editor was being paid $400 an hour by Monsanto. So now the science journals have been bribed and corrupted by Monsanto, as have the academics. And who was it at the University of Florida? Was it Folta? Kevin Folta, I think, was also exposed as another Monsanto prostitute and shill. And time again, when the emails come out through Freedom of Information Act requests for university emails, we find that these university shills are just prostitutes for Monsanto. Time and time again, they all get money from Monsanto, and they go out and lie, and they go out and discredit activists and whistleblowers and other scientists. It is a massive criminal conspiracy. And to wrap this up, we need to investigate and indict Monsanto and people like Henry Miller, John Entine, Dr. Gilbert Ross, and Kevin Folta and others. We need to indict them under RICO Act laws. That's racketeering. We're talking RICO Act violations on a grand scale. This is organized crime that I'm describing here. And these are mafia people. This is the science mafia of the modern age. Monsanto is a mafia, is a criminal mafia organization engaged in numerous criminal activities. There's no question about it. And by the way, that doesn't even count the fact that they're poisoning to death all these people all around the world, and also trying to dominate the seed supply, and while suing farmers and trying to destroy farmers so that people don't grow non-GMO crops. I mean, the level of criminality here that we're talking about is unprecedented in human history. And the fact that these people hide behind science and other people who are defending Monsanto and defending these poisons and defending these academic liars, that they're claiming it's all science, you know, like Neil deGrasse Tyson or Bill Nye, and they all claim that GMOs are good science. They're just falling for the same shills and prostitutes that Monsanto's paying off. Or either they're scientifically illiterate, or maybe they've been paid off themselves. Has Bill Nye been paid by Monsanto? I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if that came out as well. Same story with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Total sellout to corporate interests. You know, he's a front man for fake science. And he's pushing this science terrorism narrative that Monsanto invented and has been, you know, running around the world trying to spread, because they're in the business of lying and intimidating and oppressing and even threatening their enemies. You know, I've been death threatened. I've been stalked. I've been doxxed by Monsanto's people. And I've had many of my colleagues have been murdered. And, you know, I don't even have to tell you, I carry a gun all the time, and that I'm tactically trained in handgun and rifle combat, primarily for self-defense reasons, in order to be able to defend myself against these criminal murderers that are part of the biotech industry. That is the level of destruction and death and criminality that the biotech industry represents. So, you know, if you go down that rabbit hole, there you're going to discover a lot of insidious evil, even demonic evil. I mean, these people are sort of, they worship Antichrist technology, the demonic level of this. There is a spiritual war above just the chemistry war and the food war. And these people are following the narratives and the goals of satanic influences. And that's, you know, that's why these people are so evil, and they relish in death and deception and darkness. And that's why they use these dark tactics. You know, like McDonald's doesn't resort to these kinds of dark PR tactics. They get slammed in the press, you know, for selling processed junk food. McDonald's doesn't hire hitmen, okay? McDonald's doesn't hire negative PR teams to run around and threaten and stalk people. But Monsanto hires people to do all kinds of nefarious, dark ops, you know, dark arts, doxing, lying, slandering, defamatory, misinformation, deliberately smearing people, trying to get people silenced, altering Wikipedia entries to lie about people, and so on. Monsanto does that every day. And that's why they're evil, and that's why they have to be taken down through the RICO Act prosecutions. These people, we need to one day see Monsanto executives marched out of the courtroom in handcuffs, indicted, found guilty, and thrown in prison for life. And that would be putting it mildly in terms of what they actually deserve. These people are a danger to humanity. They are dark, evil, demonic individuals, and they will use every tactic to achieve their monopoly over the food supply. They don't care who they have to harm, what lies they have to tell, who they have to bribe or pay off. Henry Miller, you know, Kevin Folta, others. It doesn't matter to them who they have to lie about, or who they have to bribe, or who they have to turn into prostitutes for them. We're talking about unlimited evil. That's what comes out of these people. In any case, you can read all about this at Monsanto.news or MonsantoMafia.com, or just check out my regular website, naturalnews.com. And by the way, I thank you for all your prayers of protection. I do have divine protection, by the way, and I really thank you for supporting that.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.